All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we decided to take a break from Shale Hale. You guys seem bored by it, and we're going to do Helping the Hotties, because he just couldn't help himself. He saw Helping the Hotties. And by the way, it's free right now. Right freaking now. If you're watching this video, and I'm going to upload it as soon as I can, don't worry.
We are recording.
It's free, yes. See? See this? Free. You see that right there? Freedom to buy. You get it right there. There it is. Claim now. Free. You don't have to pay for it. But only for 17 more hours. By the time this video uploads, it might be 12, whatever. But you'll still have a whole day. If you see this and you don't, you know, you didn't get the game, that's on you. But this game was free. Along with all these. All these are free too. Yes, that's Being a Dick, Lost Theory, Leap of Faith. You see it. It's all free. Treasure of Nadia, all of it.
I have to mark this as urgent.
So, all right. Yeah, we might. But, okay. Let's go ahead and get started.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're easily offended or in a tough period of your life, this game is not for you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Thunderclap.
Clap those cheeks.
Getting out of bed. You slowly make your way towards the window. It's really coming down hard. Hope she'll make it. Oh, that must be her. The door cracks open ever so slightly, letting in a beam of bright light from the hallway.
Anyone here?
Oh, this has voice acting.
Uh-oh.
Come on in, silly.
You silly rabbit.
Jane steps into your room. As she does, you can't help but admire her long, slender legs, tight waist, and a smile no guy could resist.
That's not a smile, that's a smirk, if anything.
I can't hear the voices.
Turn the music down. There you go.
Saying this, she closes the door. While you use the chance to move a few steps closer. Want me to turn the lights on?
No need.
Oh, this has them little ankles like the Lust Theory games did. Almost immediately, she leaps into your arms and kisses you. Man, I should have played this months ago.
Okay.
Looking straight into your eyes, I love them when they have voices.
Bet you do, bitch.
Missed you too, babe. Want to dry
you
off?
Go?
Here, take my shirt.
I just walked in a second ago, and you already want me to take my clothes off?
Gotta turn this up a little bit.
Well, yeah.
Well, you do look cold.
Mind warming me up, then?
You share another long kiss.
Let me whip my heat rod out.
After a second or two, she pushes you back a little.
Some would say it's the rod of justice.
Better?
Not quite. You'll have to do a little bit better.
All right.
Before you can respond, she pulls off her shirt.
Right.
No bra?
I was in a hurry to get here.
Are you complaining?
Does that sound like a complaint?
A bit.
Not at all, bitch.
Slowly, Jane moves towards the center of the room.
I missed being here, in your dorm room.
Well, you were gone for 2 months.
I know. Sorry for leaving like that.
Don't worry about it. I mean, it really was a great opportunity. Getting closer. Tell me all about it.
You seriously want to talk about mental patients now? When I'm standing in the middle of your room, half naked?
Point taken.
Point taken. Let's get you full naked.
All of a sudden, Jane pushes you, causing you to stumble and fall onto your bed.
It looked like he was about to give her a titty twist.
Slowly, Jane prowls towards you, and pulls down your pants.
Looks like you really did miss me.
As they really want to be, but feminists weren't in the crazy body.
With a smile, she gets down on her knees, wrapping her soft hand around your cock. She slowly starts stroking.
That's it.
Y'all do like...
You were snoring.
I miss this.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He's mimicking the guys on Pornhub that do these. The foreign guy.
Tickle my mouth.
Me too. Unable to stop herself, she starts playfully licking your tip.
Hell of ice cream cone, eh?
Getting more than excited soon enough. She slides her lips onto your cock.
Go deeper and wider.
Obviously enjoying your reaction, she continues, swallowing more of your length. This feels more than perfect, babe.
Now, while my dick's in your mouth, talk about those mental patients.
Come here! Come here! A bit surprised, Jane pulls your cock out of her mouth.
What? It's not good?
No, it's great. I'm thinking about those mental patients. To be honest, I can't wait to fuck you.
I'm gonna fuck you like a schizophrenic on crack.
Saying nothing at first, she stands up.
You can't?
Uh-huh. Essentially, she unbuttons her pants and slides them off. You are beautiful.
Don't say that. It'll go to my head.
Well, continuing where she left off,
lean down and go to my head.
Jane starts taking off her panties. It definitely should go to your head. You're the most perfect girl I know. Finally, Jane is standing in front of you, completely naked.
Oh, you really think so?
Really? I thought I was mediocre at best.
Well, I know yeah, so.
Now that you mention it.
Lightly, she jumps onto you. Ah. Grabbing your cock and placing it on her ass.
Oh no, wrong hole!
She starts grinding against your shaft, her every move sending jolts down your entire body.
It's fun at that time, but then when she doesn't shit right for a month.
As she raises her hips, your cock slides underneath her, stopping perfectly right at the entrance of her pussy.
I want you to fuck me really hard.
Okay.
And in one swift motion, she impales herself onto your rock-hard cock. Oh, fuck! Her completely soaked pussy easily sliding around your rod. Slowly moving her hips, Jane starts riding you.
It's all in the hips. It's all in the hips.
So good.
She did say, fuck me real hard. And so you do.
Fuck me real hard, make it hurt, so I punched you in the eye and I punched you twice.
Yes.
In helping the hottie, some animations feature different camera angles. You'll recognize them by the arrows you see on screen now. Once this tutorial ends, you can use them to change your point of view. This, my friends, is just a tutorial. Finally, clicking anywhere other than the arrows will continue the story. Did you notice the camera button in the lower left corner? No, I just did now.
What?
You can take a picture and it will be saved in your private collection in the gallery.
Cha-ching.
I'll never get enough of your size. Harder.
Deeper.
Yes, that's it. Your pussy is perfect, too.
Well, thank you, Miss Old Thing.
So fucking good. Fuck my little pussy. Harder. Yes. Harder.
It's never enough for you, woman. Harder. I hit it hard, and you keep saying harder.
More than happy to fulfill her desire, you grab her ass with both hands and start slamming your whole length into her. Pretty much.
Well, she's useless as a human being, really. Now, nothing sexy about losing control of your bowels.
That happens in some of the Arrowgate games, where they just completely go in so far, and it's like, oh, I gotta go shit!
Thing floating around where girls up at the hardware pulls the tape measure and pulls out like 8 inches and holds it up. She's like, ooh, that's too much.
Yes. Keep going on.
Oh, I've seen just those.
Like shit. Well, they say so average.
You know.
Female vagina. The only kind there are.
Good Lord, yeah.
The American female vagina.
The American
is about 7 inches.
I'm coming.
Maximum length.
You could be rocking the bottom. You could be bottoming out.
At maximum length. And the Asian ones are smaller.
I know.
I'm coming.
All up in there.
Most women have told me, and I'm talking about professional fucking porn stars, have told me thickness is more important than length.
Yeah.
Because I've literally talked to, what is her name? I don't care if you guys fucking know. What's her name? Marisa Rabbit. Me and Marisa Rabbit were talking one time on Twitter. And I said, I've heard that thickness is way more important than length. Is that? She says, absolutely. She says, thickness, out of all the sex, she's had a lot of sex. She's also a swinger. Yeah, and she said, I definitely prefer thickness.
Had a lot of sex?
Well, you know, but the thing is, like they would do to Minka, you know, they would try to find these guys with really long penises.
Well, that's...
And it was painful. Like, she would have to take pain pills just to be able to do the scene.
Well, a lot of it's, you know, they have the smallest girl they can find next to the biggest
guy which is extremely fucking painful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Her whole body tenses up, quivering as if you're shaking her. There's a lot of shit that can go on with a woman's lower parts that I had no goddamn idea about until I started asking questions.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of guys really don't. They literally do not fucking know. Because when we're taught sex ed, we're only taught about the male parts. We're not talked about what the, you know, we're not taught what the
female. Have sex ed.
My sex ed was literally just the male parts.
Our
we
sex
were barely.
Ed was both.
We didn't have it. They gave us deodorant and they gave the girls tampons.
Alright, shove them up there.
That's literally what they did. Following that long, pleasure-filled scream, Jane collapses onto your chest.
I needed this so badly.
I believe you. That was fast.
Shucks you. There are no words to describe how horny I was. Want me to
how
get
about,
on my back?
Really? Oh, you described it.
Already? You don't need a break? Before answering, she straightens up with you still inside her. Besides animations, you can also change the angles on some images.
Yeah.
Well, we know that. Like, this is AVN 101.
We are not done here, mister.
Okay, well, get to it, bitch.
She sprawls onto the bed, and as she does...
Wow, stay in here. Bitch. That's my Richard Pryor. Hey, bitch!
She slowly spreads her legs.
I'm gonna give it all to you.
Oh, Lord.
coming.
Without wasting a second, you jump into position. You don't have to ask me twice.
Making my good ear.
You
might have to say it twice.
Fuck! It feels so amazing!
Does it? Yes, it fucking does.
It looks so rhythmic. It looks like damn heavy machinery being operated.
I love
There's no smoothness. There's no... Yep.
I love watching. Well, you have to understand, this is probably the guy's first
animation.
Yeah. I love watching your perfect tits bounce.
And I.
Called Team Ramrod. Team Ramrod.
I don't know how I managed to keep going without this for 2 months. I mean, look at her. Fuck, she's so fucking hot.
Yes. Fuck.
I can't take it anymore. I gotta feel her boobs. Buddy, you're already there.
Ah, yes.
Going at it and motorboat.
Yes.
Just take your head and go.
Hell yeah.
Her tits are so soft.
No one call me stupid, I'll show you.
I love when she talks dirty like this.
Hey, you white hoe, shut the fuck up.
Fuck.
Not stopping, even for a moment. Remember, this game is free. What are you waiting for?
Yeah,
might want to go get it. Almost aggressively, you grab both her legs and lift them up. You asked for it.
Even though it looks like animation in a GIF.
Well, just wait, because that's actually how these are done.
Oh, is it?
Yes. They're getting better, though, with, like, Pink Cake. He's, you know, he's...
Well, yeah, yeah. They're a lot more rhythmic.
Well, he's a...
But, I mean, this is still a fun game so far.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the first scene of a game that's...
See what angles we got. That looks more natural with that one angle.
I'm on a boat! I'm on a boat!
Motherfucker!
Shit! Fuck! Yes! Fuck me! Yes! More!
This is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow. Gotta put the music to it.
They got him in a new movie now.
Yeah, what is it?
Hyde. Mr. Hyde.
Mr. Hyde.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
Yeah,
Hyde.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing it with Ridley Scott as the director. They did a premiere at Comic-Con. I hadn't seen the trailer, but...
I just seen the trailer.
Yeah, our legs start trembling in your hands. An orgasm completely washing over. I'm sure he's good in it. Ha ha ha, good one. You know I never cheat on you.
I know, silly. I'm just joking.
On a more important note, how about you turn around?
What do you mean? Oh, pardon me.
I do that shit sometimes in videos. Exactly like that. You immediately position your cock less than an inch away from her pussy and gently push it inside. Mm.
It hits. Ah, it hits just right.
Does it hit?
Yes.
I think that's good. I'm gonna put some coke on the end of it. You won't feel a thing, bitch.
Hold up, is that true?
Well, it numbs shit.
Oh, I didn't know that. Soon you pick up the pace.
Yeah. Fuck longer.
Fuck yes.
So I've heard I might have to. It's worth a Google.
Well, I was talking to a guy that dealt with coke, and he was telling me, he said, if you even touch it, if you even...
It probably absorbs into your skin.
Yeah, yeah, it absorbs
well,
into your skin.
That's why they put
yeah.
it on their penis.
Yeah.
But bad, though, if you both have numb genital sex.
Right.
What's the fun in
but
that?
But if your the coke is going through you, you're
if
probably
you're
in such an adrenaline. Like, you're just so accelerated that you're probably just like, boom, 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 boom. So none of you is feeling nothing, but you're having a good time all the same.
I tried it once. It basically worked like my ADHD meds.
Oh, really?
Well, because stimulants...
Oh, that's true.
...mellow people with ADHD out.
That's true. I have that problem with lines made. Hearing this, you grab Jane's hands. Oh. Hold on, I wanted to check. All right. And now it'll go in even deeper.
Then pulls out and when's the heroin
shit.
Come out.
Oh!
It's a drug mule. Well, I tell you what. This narrow urethra is gonna bust through some ass.
Don't stop!
Oh, I'm gonna come again.
I'm close too.
Come for me.
You come all over her ass and back. She's squirming through her third orgasm now.
Her third?
Yeah. Exhausted, you collapse on the bed next to her. I can have several. There's
yeah.
one woman that had 10 orgasms
yeah,
a night.
They can have more. Yeah.
Because she had an autistic guy that knew exactly what she wanted. He would do the same thing every time. So she would have 10 orgasms every night. Well, that's literally how we're programmed. Like, we're like, okay, you like that thing? Well, that's the thing I'll do.
Yeah.
And that's literally how it
well,
is.
Well, yeah, that's a relationship there.
Mm-hmm. There was just enough light to see your beautiful face. Oh, shit! Thanks. You're also kind of the best. Kind of the best. There's more girls. We need to see them. We need to help the hotties, don't we? A satisfied smile forms on her face, suddenly changing the subject.
The weather outside is crazy.
Is it? Tell me about those mental people now. That really might put me back in the mood.
To put it mildly, yeah.
Is there anybody that paid a couple bucks to touch one of them?
Not really feeling like talking about weather. You changed the subject. So, I'm listening now. How was it?
The sex or the trip?
Trip?
To be honest,
I already
exhausting.
Know how the sex was.
I've
I
seen
was magnificent.
So much? So much crazy that I'm not even sure I want to finish the study.
Are you supposed to call them crazy?
Okay, mentally disturbed.
I'm actually interested in this game on another level myself now.
In England, they call them spastics.
So, by the way, they actually... Did you hear that they passed a thing that reopened the asylums?
Yeah, I heard it.
Holy crap.
A bunch of liberals.
Although this was on a whole new level.
Chase all the pink hairs down.
Well, it's, you know, we're not talking... We're talking about the extreme people that are trying to push all the crazy stuff.
Probably a lot
Because there's people that are liberal, but they're not, like... Liberal, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
hardcore.
You gotta understand, too, asylums nowadays are way more advanced
than they used to be.
Used to, it was like leading family member you couldn't take care of in there, and most likely they were going to die within 3 months.
Right. Weren't you prepared for that? It's an institution for the criminally insane, after all.
Prepared, huh?
They're very underfunded. A lot of people
sleeping in the same building as them, taking away our phones. Sometimes I felt like I was in a horror movie. It was all just too surreal.
A sexy horror movie?
For example?
I'd rather not go there right now. Can we talk about something else?
Sure.
How was college? We have so much catching up to do.
Let me tell you, first off, same old. So crazy.
Like
those spastics you were angling.
Professor Cawley is still bald, and Professor Gnawring is still acting like a Nazi.
So, nothing's changed?
Guess not.
And? Got anything planned for the summer? It's the last day of the semester.
I'll tell you something funny. When I was in college, the first college I graduated from, there was a professor there that got off his meds, and one time they found him on the campus in his underwear walking around, and the next time they found him at the KFC down the road, naked, and let's just say 10 years didn't save his ass.
Oh my God. I think I'll just stay here, maybe get a summer job. Now, that's actually something you'd expect to see in one of these games. I think I'll just stay here, maybe just get a summer job and chill.
You're not going back home?
Home? Ah, hell no. You?
I'm not sure. I should go visit my parents.
Again.
Don't worry, I get it.
You might be a little too understanding. You know that?
I guess?
How about we hang out on campus for a couple weeks, then let's go on a trip. How about camping?
You want to be alone with me in a secluded forest?
What, you're gonna leave me tied up in a tree?
Well, maybe not up in a tree, maybe to a tree. Don't worry, I'll take good care of you.
And what are you going?
She's interrupted by your phone's loud ringtone. Just a second. Why is she...
Well, not gonna answer?
There he goes again.
Oh. Being so vague and secretive.
You mute the phone and place it on the nightstand. It's not important.
Why didn't you answer?
I just don't feel... So again, you pick it up.
Just answer it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's important.
I doubt it. You put the phone back. So for the summer, what do you want to do first? Interrupt it again. Ugh. Angrily, you pick up the phone and answer. What?
I'm so sorry to bother you this late.
Sorry for yelling. I'm in the middle of something.
I wouldn't be calling if it weren't so important.
What's going on?
Look. I really need your help back at camp this summer.
This is really last minute, Eve. I'm sorry, but I've already made plans.
There's been a development, and you need to come as soon as possible. I have no one else to call.
What development? Why do you even need me?
I'll explain everything when you get here.
Can I even say no? I really can't come. You'll have to find someone else.
I need you here. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
yeah, no,
I'm depending
to
on you. Seriously?
Come
tomorrow?
Ugh.
I can't do this without you. I need someone here that I can depend on.
Try not to blow a fuse, you stay silent.
Take a bus tomorrow. There's one leaving at 5 a.m.
5 a.m.? Shit.
And you only now decided to tell me, literally 6 hours in advance?
My apprentice canceled last minute. I'll make it up to you, I promise.
Fine, I'll come. But I'm really not happy about this, Eve.
You're a lifesaver. I knew I could count on you. What happened?
I
Looks like you're going back to the camp after all.
Yeah, looks like I am.
It's okay.
No, it's not. We made plans. I wanted to spend my summer with you.
Can't I come with you?
Trust me, you don't want that.
Why not?
You just don't.
Why? Because she runs a camp for delinquent boys?
Yeah, wait, how do you know about that?
Google. Heard of it?
So you Googled me?
Hey, there are lots of creeps out there. A girl's gotta be careful nowadays.
So when you met me, you thought I was a creep?
A bit.
Great. Almost jumping off the bed, she hugs you.
Even if you are a creep, you're a cute creep.
Ah, so gentlemen, so
the cute creeps get a pass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cute creeps get a pass.
Well, you better tell me what category I fall into then.
I knew I'd make you laugh sooner or later.
It was a sarcastic laugh.
What about cute delinquents?
I could come with you. The camp must have a shadowy forest I could camp out in nearby.
I don't think that's a good idea.
But why? I spent 2 months with the most dangerous, criminally insane people in this country.
With a guy there to protect
you. You think I can't handle a few 18-year-old kleptos and nonstop masturbators?
It's not about that.
Well, spit it out then. What is it?
Not if they're nonstop masturbators like I was.
Oh man, I don't really want to talk about it right now.
There's okay. Not a point of that forest that's dry. You could camp nowhere.
The whole situation at camp is, well, messy.
Views of black light looks messy. Like the Milky Way.
I know you can, babe. I just don't want you to. Tell you what, let me see how things are when I get there, and then maybe you can come visit. In the meantime...
Like an episode of Dateline.
You can visit your parents. And
then there was the DNA. Oh, that pesky DNA.
You haven't seen them in months. You probably miss them a lot.
That's true. Though, I think they miss me more.
I shouldn't be there more than a week.
A week?
Them kitties.
Without you, hot stuff?
We managed 2 months without seeing or hearing each other.
And I just gave you something.
What's a week, right? Plus, we can actually call each other and talk this time.
True. What's a week? Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, so we have a deal?
Deal.
I should get packing.
Want me to help?
You're the best, babe.
No.
Yes, babe.
I'm the best because I'll do it naked.
Yeah.
You truly are wonderful, and that ass of yours helps,
oh,
too.
Oh, you got pussy juice on my favorite
talking.
Shirt.
You need to get some sleep, too. Oh, and at least for tonight, I'm sleeping with you.
Sounds perfect.
I know. I miss the smell of fish in my room.
What chains sound you get packed and go to bed soon after. The next morning.
Oh, Mrs. Paul's.
5. Oh, God. I buy those damn things, you know.
Yep, tastes like pussy, don't it?
You try nudging her a little. All right. On that note, we're going to end it here. You can pick up this game right fucking now for free. Free. F-R-E-E. Free. But if you watch this video after the day I upload it, it'll no longer be free and you'll have to pay for it.
Yep.
But it's free right now. When you see this video, it's free. All right, guys. I'm out. See you next time.
Later.